Brighter days. Well, brighter days are here again because it's time for the wine of the week at 24 minutes. No, I'm talking absolute nonsense. It's 6 minutes past. Yes, you see, I have not partaken yet of the wine of the week, but just looking at it makes me feel giddy. 6 minutes past 4 o'clock, and it's time to go. Welcome to you, Eamon Dowling from Tops at Lifestyle.
Thanks, Dave.
And you bring with you a very special guest.
Yes, Dave. I brought one of our most, I believe, one of our best winemakers in the land, Mr. Jasper Ratz.
Jasper, very good to meet you, and thank you for joining us on the afternoon show.
Thanks, sir.
Now, coming from Eamon, that is high praise. One of the best winemakers in the land, and wow, we are honored to have you in the studio because we enjoy good wine, and particularly on a Thursday afternoon, we've become used to enjoying good wine with a story, and to have a winemaker in the house to be able to add to that experience, well, that's just a special treat. So let's talk about it. What are we tasting today?
We are going to be tasting the Longridge 2020 Merlot, Dave. It's really delicious Merlot, very soft, very easy drinking. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to let Jasper talk to everybody and let him tell a little bit of story about the farm and the wine.
Right, yeah. Even so, just to put it in perspective, Longreach is situated on the slopes of the Helderberg Mountain, just sort of south of Stellenbosch, off the R44 on your way to Strand in Somerset West. It's literally and figuratively a cool position to be, because we get the really nice cool breezes blowing off the False Bay coast and cooling things down. And of course, for Merlots, particularly, a cooler climate is a big bonus. We retain nice fresh acidity and nice even ripeness of the berries as well.
Oh, very good. Oh, it's excellent. You've got everything rolled into one there.
Yeah.
At the farm.
Interesting, when I read the tasting notes, because that, you know, when you were a man that enjoys wine but knows nothing about it, you tend to defer to the notes. And what it tells me here is that this vintage delivered a medium-bodied wine with a savory nose and a slight cedar characteristic. What is a cedar character in wine? A cedar is a wood, is it not?
Yeah, that's right.
We've heard of oak, but cedar?
Yeah, sake, Japanese sake gets served in cedarwood cups. That's very traditional, so it brings out nice flavors and bit of spiciness. But in this case, it will be a character that was derived from the French oak barrels that the wine's fermented in. That's sometimes described by winos as could be cedary.
Interesting. Right, it's soft tannins complement the aromas of plump dark red fruit, ripe strawberries with a hint of dark chocolate, cocoa, green herbs, and wet stones on the nose. Now, this is one of the most peculiar tasting notes I've ever read because it sounds bizarre. What are we talking about? Well-integrated vanilla oak and enough backbone to age further in the bottle. Well, that's self-explanatory. Yes. But the rest of it, wet stones on the nose?
Yeah, look, we do things a little bit different at Longreach, literally and figuratively speaking. I mean, we farm biodynamically, and if that is sounds confusing, it is. But it involves, amongst other things, using the phases of the moon in the growing process and in the winemaking process.
So there's
as well
a hint of alchemy involved here.
Oh, absolutely.
Love that.
Totally different.
Why don't we, as a good idea, instead of just pontificating on these things, why don't we take a sip? And then, dear listener, we will come back, I promise you, and give you from the heart whether we can taste hints of wet stones on the nose. And that'll be while we listen to Adele being easy on the ear. We will be sampling today's wine of the week, Longridge Merlot 2020. And with Adele dropping back to the background there, we are back with you with a verdict. Longridge Merlot 2020. Well, here we go. Vintage delivered, a medium body wine with a savoury nose and slight cedar characteristics. Ripe, its soft tannins complemented the aromas of plump, dark red fruit and ripe strawberries with a hint of dark chocolate, cocoa green herbs, and wet stones on the nose. Well, I'm not sure about the wet stones, but the rest of that description is pretty bang on. I would have added maybe possibly, and I'm completely wrong, I'm sure, but I'm a cigar lover, and I get a very strong hint of tobacco there, just for me.
Yeah, might be from the cedar.
So well, you know, tobacco and whetstone smell exactly the same.
Especially if you get a bang of a stone.
Yeah.
No, for me, there's a hint of my favorite cigar there. It's just gorgeous. Mm. Really, really nice.
Dave, I just want to say, you know, that paper is patient, and a lot of customers request us to do a tasting note. But it's subjective. Wine tasting is always subjective, and what I might find in the wine, you might not. You know, I might love plums and know what they taste like and get them in the wine, and you hate plums, but you get blackberries or something, or cigar. And that's fine. Nobody needs to taste exactly what the winery says.
I think that's absolutely right. We've discussed it often. There's a hint of auto-suggestion that goes with it. But one thing is for sure, is if a quality wine has an essence to it which is totally acceptable. You don't find the offensive sharpness that some lesser quality wines present on first tasting. I mean, I don't want your palate adjusts. You know, you can drink anything really, but a good wine like this from the first sip says you're going to enjoy the rest of the experience, and that ultimately is what it's all about. Now, I noticed from the notes in front of me that there is a price point on this particular page. We generally ask the question because people like to know. At Tops at the moment, what is this magnificent Longridge Merlot 2020 going to set you back?
We retail it out, Dave, at $229, say £230 a bottle. And as I normally do say, it's worth every cent.
It's a good wine. The opportunity to age it further because it has the backbone, as it says in the tasting notes, means that you can invest now at a price that, well, let's face it, the rand doesn't tend to go any other way.
At the moment,
that way. So buy a couple of cases and over the next 10 years, enjoy the Longridge Merlot 2020. Is it going to be on?
It'll be on tasting this weekend Dave, on Saturday and Sunday, both days from 12 to 2.
That is just special. Jasper, we're going to get you to come back to tell us about another wine that you alluded to earlier called the Skabenga. Now that, there is a story to be told, I know for sure. Yeah. But this one, the Longridge Merlot 2020, is this a wine that that you would, with your enormous reserve of knowledge and experience, say is one of your to be recommended wines?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Merlot is a variety that we actually focus on. There's not that many farms that really go flat out for Merlot. We do. We have sort of this wine's elder brother, which retails for quite a bit over 2,000 rands a bottle, and has been, you know, was a wine of the year in Plata this year, actually. So, you know, that puts it in perspective what you can expect of this one. So I think this really over-delivers at the price point. And if you want to age this for 10 years correctly, it will certainly go the distance. So that I can assure you.
Well, there you have it, folks. From a man who, Eamon, who knows a thing or two about wines and winemakers, considers to be one of the top winemakers, if not the top winemaker in the country. Very fortunate to have Jasper Raats on the show this afternoon with his magnificent Longridge Merlot 2020. Thank you again for bringing it to the Wine of the Week Club, which we've now all become.
Yes, definitely.
Very exclusive membership. And you'll be able to pick up a bottle or two or a case or two at Tops, at Lifestyle. And if you try before you buy, I suggest that you get there on Saturday, Sunday from 12 to 2. They'll be tasting. You'll be able to experience it for yourself. You will not be disappointed. Gentlemen, before we wrap up the wine of the week, let's just talk about the competitions that have been launched this week or the week before.
The week before, Dave, yeah. We just started. We got our Glenmorangie 10-year-old single malt bourbon cask promotion running at the moment. You can win yourself a nice Flex-Tec tailor-made golf bag, which is displayed right at the front of the store. All you have to do is buy the Glenmorangie, that 10-year-old bourbon cask whiskey, the single malt. It's on special at $5.49 at the moment. It's normally $5.89, so it's running right through till the end of October. So you've got plenty of time to enter, plenty of time to stock on your whiskey, especially with Christmas around the corner now as well. And then we've got another one where we had your Spar to You that was running at Tops. And it ran from the 14th of August to the 10th of September for free delivery, where you use the Tops app to order your alcohol, your liquor online.
Was that a success? Have people subscribed?
We did quite a few there. And then I've got some draws that we need to draw a winner from, because that name who we pull out of this box now is going to win a fabulous 2,500 Rand gift voucher.
Wow. When are we doing the draw?
We're going to do it right now.
Okay.
It's about 10 bottles of Longreach.
Yes,
maybe we can ask Jasper to do the, because, you know, then it's completely unbiased.
That's it.
Completely. You know, I mean, because you and I, we're known as the old, you know, we'll draw our mates, but...
That's it.
if it's an Irishman not pulling, then we know.
There we go. The name that emerges in a very wrapped-up piece of paper. And the winner of the Spar to You competition
is Neil Lightfoot.
Well done, Neil.
Well done, Neil.
Lucky lad. That's the way. You've got to be in it to win it. And Tops at Lifestyle keeps delivering. Neil Lightfoot, winner today. Gosh, lucky. But there's still that magnificent golf bag. And it's not only the golf bag, but you alluded to the fact that inside the golf bag also a few little treats for those that may not necessarily be golfers.
Exactly, not made for the golfer, but we'll keep that a secret till the day we do the draw.
Ah, there it is. So congratulations to today's winner, and thanks again to Jasper Ratz for joining us on the Wine of the Week.
Thanks, Dave.
And Eamon, till the next time we meet in a week's time, I look forward to it tremendously.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks. Always a pleasure. And thanks again, Jasper, for joining us today.
Big pleasure.
Thanks very much.
Yeah,
and the afternoon show continues.